Hi, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We're making our way through Nehemiah. Now we are in chapter 8. I'm going to read the whole chapter to you in the new Revised Standard Version of the Bible, NRSV. Here it is. All the people gathered together into the square before the water gate. They told the scribe Ezra to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had given to Israel. Accordingly, the priest Ezra brought the law before the assembly, both men and women, and all who could hear with understanding. This was on the first day of the seventh month. He read from it facing the square before the water gate from early morning until midday in the presence of the men and women and those who could understand. And the ears of all the people were attentive to the book of the law. The scribe Ezra stood on a wooden platform that had been made for that purpose, and beside him stood Mattathiah, Shema, Ananiah, Uriah, Hilkiah, and Messiah on his right hand, and Padiah, Mishael, Malkijah, Hashem, Hashbadana, Zechariah, Meshullam on his left hand. And Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people, for he was standing above the people, and when he opened it, all the people stood up. Then Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people answered, Amen, Amen, lifting up their hands. Then they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. Also Jeshua, Bani, Sherebiah, Jamin, Akub, Shabbathai, Hodiah, Messiah, Kalita, Azariah, Jozabad, Hanan, Peliah, the Levites, helped the people to understand the law while the people remained in their places. So they read from the book, from the law of God, with interpretation. They gave the sense so that the people understood the reading. And Nehemiah, who was the governor, and Ezra, the priest and scribe, and the Levites who taught the people, said to all the people, This day is holy to the Lord your God. Do not mourn or weep. For all the people wept when they heard the words of the law. Then he said to them, Go your way, eat the fat, and drink sweet wine, and send portions of them to those for whom nothing is prepared, for this day is holy to our Lord, and do not be grieved, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. So the Levites stilled all the people, saying, Be quiet, for this day is holy, do not be grieved. And all the people went their way to eat and drink and send portions and to make great rejoicing, because they had understood the words that were declared to them. On the second day, the heads of ancestral houses of all the people with the priests and the Levites came together to the scribe Ezra in order to study the words of the law. And they found it written in the law which the Lord had commanded by Moses that the people of Israel should live in booths during the festival of the seventh month, and that they should publish and proclaim in all their towns in Jerusalem as follows. Go out to the hills and bring branches of olive, wild olive, myrtle, palm, and other leafy trees to make booths, as it is written. So the people went out and brought them and made booths for themselves, each on the roofs of their houses and in their courts and in the courts of the house of God and in the square at the water gate and in the square at the gate of Ephraim. And all the assembly of those who had returned from captivity made booths and lived in them. From the days of Jeshua son of Nun to that day, the people of Israel had not done so. And there was very great rejoicing. And day by day, from the first to the last day, he read from the book of the law of God. They kept the festival 7 days. And on the eighth day, there was a solemn assembly according to the ordinance. Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, help us to revere your law as these people did. They stood to read it and to hear it and to interpret it and hear the interpretation of it. They also bowed their heads in repentance and in reverence and awe, but they also lifted their hands in rejoicing. And so, Lord, help us to have that same sort of reverence toward your Bible today. Forgive us for running to our smartphones more than we run to the Word of God. And Lord, I ask for your forgiveness. I have done that, definitely have done that, where I have been more discipled by my phone than I have been discipled by the words of the Bible. So forgive me for that and help me to cherish your Word. It's living and active. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. It's able to divide between soul and spirit. It's there for us. And yet we forsake it so often. But here we see a solemn assembly of people who hadn't heard the word for a really long time, and it changed their lives. And they began to worship and have the festival of booths again, which they had not celebrated for hundreds and hundreds of years. And so, Lord, there is rejoicing that comes when we return to you when we read your word and when we obey. The joy of the Lord is our strength. And so, Lord, would you just imbue us with joy today? May that be our strength as we go forward, and give us that love for your word that is like an insatiable thirst, that we would thirst after your word like a deer pants for water. I thank you for answering that prayer ahead of time. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to support the podcast, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday and you can support it. Thanks to all of you that do that. You really keep the lights on here in Texas where I am recording this. And I hope you have just a joy of the Lord kind of day.